PAT, or the Puppy Aptitude Test, is a sort of personality and ability test that you can do on your pup to get a sense of what kind of dog he'll grow up to be. I've done lots of these, and I get asked about the aptitude testing often. So I thought I'd do one of my top 10 lists on the subject. So without further ado, here are my top 10 ways to test your puppy's aptitude. Number 1. Your puppy's level of social attraction is what you're going to have to do is place your puppy in a quiet area with a friend when you're visiting the litter and have your friend hold the puppy a few feet away from you. And you're going to need to coax the puppy to come to you by clapping your hands gently and kneeling down. This will tell you the degree of social attraction, confidence, or dependence. Remember to be situated away from the entrance of the door that you came through with the puppy. Number 2, your puppy's ability to follow. You want to see if your puppy can follow you, so remember to stand up and walk away from the pup in a normal manner. Make sure the puppy sees you walking away. If your puppy doesn't follow you, this tells you that the puppy is quite independent. And number 3 is social dominance. Let your puppy stand up and gently stroke your puppy from head to back while you crouch beside him. Continue stroking until recognizable behavior is established. This is a test of effective and social dominance. If your puppy jumps or nips, this is an indication of dominance. If your puppy walks away, he's independent. So, those two things you need to look for. Number 4, test your puppy's stability. For this test, you need to stand about 5 feet away from your puppy with a closed umbrella. Then open the umbrella and gently place it on the ground. This will test your puppy's degree of startle response to a strange object. Number 5, elevation dominance. What I do when I'm doing this for clients visiting puppy kennels is I'll bend over and cradle the puppy under its belly with my fingers interlaced, palms up, and I elevate the puppy off the ground just a couple of inches, and I hold the puppy there for about 30 seconds. And what this does is this tells me the degree of which the puppy is going to accept dominance while in a position of not being in control. I found this was a good telltale sign for people if they wanted to take the puppy or choose another one in regards to a dog having a submissive nature or a dominant nature. Number 6 is touch sensitivity. Take your puppy's webbing of one front foot. Press between the finger and the thumb lightly, and then a little bit more firmly until you get a response. Count slowly to 10. Stop as soon as your puppy pulls away or shows any discomfort. This will test the degree of sensitivity to touch. And number 7, test your puppy's ability to retrieve. This is a test to see the degree of your puppy's willingness to work with a human. What you do is you first crouch down beside your puppy, attract his attention with a crumpled paper ball, and when the puppy shows interest and is watching, toss the paper ball about 4 feet in front of the puppy. Hopefully your puppy will go get it, and if you clap your hands really loudly and make a high-pitched sound like bop, 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 bop with your voice, chances are your puppy will come back to you with it as well. Number 8, testing your puppy's sensitivity to sound. What you want to do is get your friend to hold the puppy in an area, again, it's got to be a quiet area, while you stand a few feet away with two objects, like a metal pot and a metal spoon. Strike the pot with the spoon twice and watch for your puppy's response. This will test your puppy's sensitivity to sound, and this is also to test to see if your puppy is deaf. Number 9, sight sensitivity. This is a fun one. Tie a string around a large towel and jerk it across the floor a few feet away from the puppy. This tests the degree of intelligent response to a strange object and prey drive for a puppy. I find most puppies want to attack the towel that's wiggling around. And I would say at the same moment you might want to take your camera out and have yourself a Kodak moment. And number 10, test your puppy's degree of structural soundness. Gently set your puppy in a natural stance and elevate for structure in the following categories: a straight front, a straight rear, a shoulder layback, front angulation, rear angulation, because good structure is necessary. In other words, you want to make sure your dog's not standing bow-legged, or pigeon-toed, or the part of your dog's back is a lot lower than the front, because you're going to end up setting yourself up for some serious heartache. And the other thing you also need to check is make sure your puppy doesn't have too big an underbite or too big an overbite. Some breeds do naturally have an overbite and an underbite, but too much can affect the puppy's ability to chew things properly, and you might want to take a pass on that puppy. So there you have it. The top 10 ways to test your puppy's aptitude, from social attraction to restraint to dominance to retrieving to touch sensitivity to structure.